Tested is sponsored by Duke Health, home of the Pandemic Response Network, helping communities stay safe and connected during the COVID-19 pandemic by partnering with local school, business, and faith-based organizations to launch COVID-19 system support programs in their own communities. Learn more at pandemicresponsenetwork.org.
I'm Leonita Inge. This is Test It from WUNC, a look at what the day's challenges tell us about where we are, what we believe, and who we want to be in North Carolina and the South. Today, New Year, New Hope. I know it sounds a little off saying Happy New Year as we head into 2021 up against many of those same problems we had yesterday. Let's not pretend. We are as much in coronavirus pandemic mode as we were in 2020. You know, we started this podcast just as health professionals and politicians started tipping us off about how to protect ourselves in a public crisis.
I wash my hands 50 times a day. So rather than being concerned if a doorknob that I touch is contaminated, I'll just wash my hands as much as I possibly can.
We want people to understand that whatever activity that they're doing, that this virus is still here. This virus is still killing people.
Remember, people can have COVID-19 and not have any symptoms. Practice your three W's: wear, wait, and wash.
As the new year starts, vaccine distribution logistics are still being worked out, and the virus continues to claim lives as countless essential workers serve their communities by being out in this mess every day. Is this how it will always be?
I hate to say it, but we're never going to go back to the old way again. We are on the cusp of a new normal, and for those of us in the United States, that's not going to come until 2022.
2022? That's not forever, but it's certainly not tomorrow. Tali Edute is one half of the Astro Twins. She and her identical twin sister, Ophira, bring the stars down to Earth with horoscopes that you can actually apply to your life. Even if you're not the type to know the meaning of your birth sign or read into insights based on the cosmos, astrology offers comfort and answers, particularly in a time that can feel confusing and uncertain on any given day.
You know, it's astrologers kind of knew that 2020 was going to happen. We didn't know exactly how it was going to play out, but, you know, every year my sister and I write a book mapping out the entire year. We look at global trends. And, you know, the way we do that as astrologers, we can track the movement of the planets through the signs based on NASA data. Astrologers are geeks, by the way. And so we look back at previous cycles, and one of the big things that was happening in 2020 was that Saturn, the planet in astrology that is associated with time and karma and the material realm, our boundaries, our outer limits, and Pluto, which is the shadow, you know, the kidnapper, all the things that are hidden underground, were meeting up, as well as Jupiter, which exposes everything in the very same part of the sky. And they haven't done that since 1285 AD. And they were meeting in the sign of Capricorn. You know, Capricorn rules government, the economy, banks, and the patriarchy. So we were like, what is going to happen when these three planets align like this? And we did actually, in our 2020 book, predict, in the words, a black swan event could happen. We did a section on the economy, so we kind of freaked ourselves out. We didn't predict a pandemic, but social justice changes also, we predicted. So we could see past cycles repeating themselves. ...2021, by the way, is definitely going to be easier, so let's just get that out of the way right now, but it's still going to have its interesting shifts. Crazy, that, right?
That's, it is crazy, and that's one thing I think about, especially now that there's a vaccine. And I wonder, I said, are people going to just let their guards down now? You know, people think everything is okay and we can get back to what they consider normal. But it, I feel like, wow, nothing is going to be normal like 2019 normal, I don't think, again.
No, no, it won't be. In fact, astrologically, there's this point called the karmic south node of the moon. It's where the eclipses are happening. And on May 5th, of 2020 until January 18th, 2022. It's in Sagittarius, the sign that rules travel. So astrologers are looking at that, as well as all the things that happened in 2020, as kind of this karmic comeuppance. So, you know, I mean, humanity accelerated in development over the last 20 years in this intense, powerful way. I think we have more information available to us. Google published something that more information is available and has been published in the last 30 years than in all time in books. So we are definitely in the information age. But the South Node in Sagittarius is kind of going to limit travel for another year. And it started in May, dovetailed with the pandemic. And it's just these coincidences. I don't think so. You know, I mean, of course, you can't prove, but you can postulate with astrology at this point, you know. And once you see the cycles, I mean, actually, Pluto in Capricorn, where it was this year, the last time it happened was in the U.S., when the Declaration of Independence was signed. So the U.S. is in what's called a Pluto return. Pluto, the shadow planet, has returned to where it was when the U.S. formed. And so we really are dealing with our historical messes that we've never cleaned up, from the way the country was formed, the way the economy was built on slavery, you know. And now we have the Black Lives Matter movement gaining more and more strength, but also this backlash as well. And so that part is going to get more intense in 2021. We won't be as caught off guard, let's just say.
Yeah, we're
2020
we're prepared.
Caught a lot of people off. Yeah.
We're prepared and we know what to expect now if we don't fall into that group that and has always felt, well, this is just a fluke. It's really no real pandemic. I'm not going to get the coronavirus. I didn't wear a mask in 2020. I won't wear a mask in 2021. And we know there are people, those people exist.
Oh, yeah. There's a few of them in my neighborhood.
I couldn't resist asking Tali about some of the high-profile political figures.
You know, Donald Trump is a Leo rising, Gemini. And Leo, that can, and a Sagittarius moon who is born under a full moon, which is very much this big, full, you know, ego-driven personality. And with the Leo rising, the desire to be the king of it all was, you know, he definitely represented some of the more, how should we say, nefarious traits of the chart. Now, everyone, if you're born with a Gemini, Sagittarius, Moon, Leo rising, it doesn't mean you're a megalomaniac. That's just one way it can play out, and it seems to have in him.
And what of the incoming administration?
Well, Joe Biden is a Scorpio, and Kamala Harris is a Libra. And so it's a different energy, you know. Actually, there have been more Scorpio presidents than most other signs. So I think there'll be a lot less grandstanding and showmanship with a Scorpio kind of working more behind the scenes. And Libra is a sign of justice. So we're going to have this stricter adherence to, the, you know, the Constitution might matter again in 2021. Both of those signs are known for relationship building, and I think if any two signs could repair the rifts that we have with nations around the world, it's those two. So there's going to be a bigger push towards really like creating, you know, better ties globally and repairing those as well. So as well as internally, like, you know, we'll actually have people filling the positions in the cabinet instead of acting directors.
It It's easy to dismiss Tali's reads as partisan, they may be, but she's just doing what astrologers have done for centuries, offering hope as an option by reminding us that civilization has suffered and survived crises before, and will again. So tell me more about the stars for 2021. You know, you say it won't be as easily shocked, you know, as we were in 2020. But, you know, I think people need to hear a little bit more about what they can expect, I think. It would be nice, soothing information
yes.
to kick us off for the new year.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the spirit of togetherness is in the air. The H1N1 swine flu actually happened the last time Jupiter was in Capricorn between January 2009 and January 2010. And the vaccine for that was released when Jupiter moved into Aquarius, as it just did on December 19th of 2020. But the swine flu vaccine came in 2010 when Jupiter was in Aquarius, the last time before this. And similarly, there was a fear and a resistance and a distrust, but eventually it got handled. So I'm looking to that as one of the optimistic cycles about the vaccine. Aquarius actually rules science, and my sister and I did predict that there would be a vaccine coming right around the end of the year on the solstice on Vice News, and they were like, you're crazy, but there it was. So yeah, I think if we can repeat that pattern in 2021, I think we may actually have some return to normalcy as the year progresses.
Tali Adut is an astrologer and one half of the Astro Twins with her identical twin sister, Ophira. The Aduts are the founders of AstroStyle.com and the official astrologers for Elle magazine. The Astro Twins 2021 horoscope is available on Amazon. More in a moment.
There are things we're taught not to discuss in polite company, but by avoiding so-called impolite conversations, we're missing out on the chance to make important connections with each other. I'm Anita Rao, and I'm on a personal journey to uncover just what happens when we open ourselves up to talking about taboo topics that affect our bodies and our brains. Find out on Embodied, a new podcast about sex, relationships, and your health from North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
When I hear this kind of drumming from djembe fire, I'm reminded it's not just New Year's Day, it's the final day of Kwanzaa. The African American cultural celebration begins the day after Christmas and runs for 1 week. Kwanzaa offers an annual opportunity for community building and encourages deep reflection. Something I've done a lot of in a year, where we not only learn the three W's, wear, wait, and wash, but grew from exposure to the three P's as well, pandemic, politics, and protests, in response to police abuses against Black people. I think of the lives lost to the virus, of the outgoing president's continued undermining of American democracy, and about George Floyd gasping to speak as police officers crushed the life from his body.
Get in the car.
Mama.
Get up. We're getting
Mama.
The car right.
The drumbeat of 2020 was feverish.
No justice.
No peace.
No justice.
No peace.
No justice.
No peace. No peace.
When my sons were young, we would make our way to the Hayti Heritage Center in Durham, North Carolina to celebrate. That's where we would always see Daryl Stover.
Habari gani. That means what's the news? In Swahili, it's the question that's asked by everyone who is participating in Down with Kwanzaa during this time of year.
Daryl has celebrated and even led Kwanzaa celebrations since the mid-1970s. He's considered a poet, cultural historian, and a practitioner of all things rich and vital to his identity as a Black man. Instead of soaking up Kwanzaa festivities and its seven principles in person, I spoke with Daryl, socially distanced, in his front yard in Cary.
This is a new beginning, a new year. We, of course, need a new beginning. We need a new year. And you all know what I'm speaking of. And so within the context of Kwanzaa, it's important to note that that is how I like to look at it, especially as a way of fortification, rejuvenation, culturally, as one moves into the new year.
So when you think of the seven principles of Kwanzaa, you know, I know just like a child, how do you choose your favorite? I don't know if there's a favorite principle, especially for this, for the time that we're living in right now.
Yeah, so if we were going to speak of my favorite of the seven principles of Kwanzaa, of the Nguza Saba, you know, some would think for me it would be Kuumba, because I'm a creative spirit. Kuumba means creativity. I'm a poet, a performance artist, a scholar. And so, no, for me, that favorite term is Kuji Chakulia. And it is such, meaning self-determination, because one, I like the way it rolls off your tongue, all of those syllables. So it is my most favorite word on the planet. But then on top of that, self-determination is what is essential in moving forward. As the principle is laid out, you should be determining and defining yourself and your community.
And as we move forward into the new year, Daryl reminds us to stay determined to love, gather, and celebrate, even virtually. That's it for this episode of Test It. I'm Leonida Inge. Our producers are Rebecca Martinez and Charlie Shelton Orman. Lindsay Foster Thomas is the executive producer. Thanks for listening.